Jason Spencer, a Republican from Woodbine, is the bill's sponsor. He told WABE's Michelle Alloy the bill is still alive.
I have gotten word through a third party from the governor's office that his office is wanting to work on 707.
When the bill stalled, Spencer issued a sharply worded press release calling out his fellow Republicans for voting with Democrats to kill the bill. He vowed to, quote, identify the Republican Benedict Arnolds, unquote, at a press conference, which he later canceled.
I think my words of protest recently in my media advisory spurred some progress there. I believe that Republicans know that we do have to take a stand against the Affordable Care Act because it is such an egregious federal law.
The bill would do five things. It would ban state agencies from using public resources to advocate for a Medicaid expansion. It would prevent Georgia from running its own exchange or taking grant money to do so. It would end a Health Navigator program at the University of Georgia. And it would bar the state insurance commissioner from enforcing provisions of the ACA. Elizabeth Weeks Leonard is a professor at the University of Georgia School of Law. Leonard, who specializes in healthcare law, says if the bill passes, it will be largely symbolic.
We have elected not to establish a state-based exchange, and we've elected not to expand Medicaid. There's no federal law that we've chosen to be bound by accepting the incentives. And this legislation effectively just codifies that posture.
Spencer, the bill's sponsor, says the governor's office wants to find a related bill to pair with HB 707. What bill would that be? A spokesman for Governor Deal said his office doesn't comment on pending legislation. Martha Dalton, WABE News.